A baby worth a million. Why the British love the royal family. Royal baby in pictures. The most adorable pictures of Meghan Markle and Harry's baby son. How Meghan Markle and Prince Harry broke royal tradition with baby Sussex's birth announcement. Sweet message Harry whispered to Meghan as they revealed baby Archie to the world. Wonderful. Princess Diana's personal astrologer predicts royal baby Archie could become US president. Yellow press headlines screamed at the British last week, for a remarkable thing had happened. A woman had given birth to a child. The celebs of Windsor. Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor was born on May 6, 2019, at 5:26 British summer time. He weighed 7 pounds and 3 ounces, 3.26 kilos. His father described him as a bit overdue. The place of birth has not been confirmed yet. There were plans for a home birth in the Frogmore Cottage residence, but it is speculated that delivery took place in a hospital, though we don't know which one. Why Archie Harrison and where are other names? Why Mountbatten next to Windsor? What will the royal baby's title be? Has Queen Elizabeth deprived her third grandson of his right to the throne? Is Archie going to be ginger like his father or olive-skinned like his mum? Who cares? A quick look at the topics that dominated the mainstream media last week shows that tens of millions of Brits living in the Isles and worldwide, as well as a further few million citizens of other countries and continents, share an admiration for the British monarchy, or rather a celebrity variation on the theme. Like mother, like son. Because of his parents' decision not to give him a princely title, the new member of the royal family will have a chance to enjoy a fairly private life. Master Archie's arrival also marks the end of an era. He was welcomed by his paternal great-grandmother and his maternal grandmother, Elizabeth II, Queen of one of the most important countries worldwide, and Doria Ragland, a black American from Cleveland, former makeup artist, yoga instructor, and social worker. Meghan Markle had to give up her acting career in order to become a wife, duchess, and now mother. Choosing medical staff to assist her during delivery, she replaced the royal household gynaecologist who had been present during Duchess Kate's childbirths with an experienced female doctor because she wanted to have a trusted woman instead of a man in a doctor's coat by her side. Meghan regularly and consistently breaks with protocol, which has earned her the nickname of a royal leftist in the tabloids. Let's not forget that this is the Duchess who, as fiancée to the British Queen's grandson, wanted to refresh the rather musty 16th century chapel in which the wedding was to take place using atomizers of scented water. Royal household staff stepped in and told her politely but firmly that this was the Queen's chapel and it simply wasn't appropriate. Compared to Meghan, her sister-in-law Kate Middleton with her balding husband and three chubby blonde children is a bland pudding from yesterday's dinner. A family worth a million. The youngest member of the royal family started a money-making machine long before he was born. When, on October 15, 2018, the royal couple announced that they were expecting a baby, bookmakers began to cash in on bets concerning the child's name. By the way, Archie was pretty low in the ranking. The British royal family has been the subject of business-motivated media hype for decades. The Windsor-related souvenir business is one of the sources of income flowing from the UK's tourist sector straight to the state budget. The capital is full of shops selling knick-knacks, displaying pictures of Queen Elizabeth, Diana and Prince Charles, William and Kate's family, Harry and Meghan's wedding, and now, since Monday, baby Archie too. Royal souvenirs range from traditional porcelain tea services, engraved paper knives and pseudo-vintage clocks, through keyrings, pencils and coffee mugs, to silicon masks of the Queen's face and underwear printed with her relatives' images. Fans of the royal family make regular pilgrimages to Berkshire, the county where Kate Middleton grew up, fueling local business. In 2015, in front of a wing of the hospital, Duchess Kate presented newborn Charlotte wearing a yellow dress with a floral pattern from Jenny Peckham. The collection sold out within minutes of the broadcast. The same has been true for every baby shawl, hat or dress in which any royal child has been seen. Waiting for Archie's introduction, the media loudly speculated for 2 days about whether the baby's parents would show him wrapped in a blanket by G.H. Hurt and Sons, which has become a tradition for introductions of royal babies. They did. Now the media is speculating about christening clothes, which may be but don't have to be similar to those of his cousins, which followed the pattern of Queen Victoria's eldest daughter's christening gown of 1814. Wealthy mothers and fathers will loyally follow suit and order replicas from tailors. Citizens with lower incomes will be happy with a copy from a chain store, a polite bow to royal tradition. In 2015, the value of the royal family was estimated at £44 million. That amount obviously increased when Archie Harrison was born. To love like a Brit. There is more to this almost obsessive craze for the House of Windsor than merely a patriotic acknowledgement of the fact that monarchy is a profitable system, however. The British do love their Queen. A survey in 1969 showed that only 18% of citizens are in favour of abolishing the monarchist system. When repeated in 2014, nothing had changed. More than four-fifths of British citizens want to keep the monarchy. This may be because of its power is purely titular. The stability and continuity of symbolic royal power, as seen in Elizabeth II's 67-year reign, strengthens national identity and keeps alive British dreams of power, where the UK is still an international political, economic and military superpower. As it turns out, a 3.3-kilo baby named Archie preserves the Brits' love of Britain as effectively as do several hundred years of colonial past, and he's gaining weight daily.